you know, mockingbirds will sing in the night. Never heard them?
Mm-mm.
We used to have a bush out here. Had little red balls on it. I've got one planted back there, come along there. It has thorns on it too. They come along and eat those in the daytime, and they say it kind of makes them drunk, and they'll just sing all night long. You know, I wondered how they stayed on something. They say when a bird clings to it and then they sit down, that those leaders just clamp it just like that, you see.
Hmm.
And that's the reason they don't fall off the limbs and all. When they get on the limbs and,
yeah,
and
they go
sit down, you see, then those leaders are pulled so tight,
yeah,
that they won't turn loose until they raise up.
Yeah. Hmm. What kind of bird is it that drills holes in trees?
That's a woodpecker, woodchuck.
What kind of black and white animal has a powerful smell?
Oh, skunk.
You know by any other name?
Polecat.
What kinds of animals might come and raid hen roosts?
That's a fox or a possum.
Okay, if you got angry, you might say, I'm going to get me a gun and some traps and go shoot those
varmints.
Mm-hmm. The little bushy-tailed animals that run up and down trees.
Squirrels. I got a lot of them across the street.
Yeah. Have you ever heard of a squirrel called a boomer?
No, I don't think I have. They're flying squirrels.
Yeah. Is there anything sort of like a squirrel that doesn't climb a tree?
Rabbit.
Okay. That might look like a squirrel.
Well, don't climb a tree. I got a chipmunk right here in the yard that lives in the ground. They're kind of brownish red, and they're about this big. They have a bushy tail,
yeah,
on them too.
If you went fishing, what kinds of fish might you catch around
Around here, you'd catch some crappie or bream, bass, catfish.
Okay. What is it that you aren't supposed to eat if the name of the month doesn't have an R in it?
Oysters, they say, but that ain't true no more.
If you lived around a pond, what might you hear making a noise at night?
Frogs, bullfrogs, tree frogs.
What are the little ones called?
Tadpoles.
Do you have any name for those that can hop around your backyard?
Toad frogs.
What do you put on your hook to go fishing with?
Well, worms or crickets.
Okay. The hard shell thing that pulls in its neck and legs into its shell.
Turtles.
Okay.
Terrapins.
And you just answered, okay.
Was that another one you had?
A kind of thing that you find in freshwater streams that has claws, and when you turn over a rock, it often swims way back.
Crawfish. They eat a lot of them down in Louisiana.
Yeah. Those small fantail sea animals with the thin, almost transparent shell that are caught by dragging nets along the bottom of the bay, gulf, or ocean.
Shrimp.
Mm-hmm. Okay, the insect that flies around a light and tries to fly into it.
Most any of the night flies would be a firefly.
Okay, this one, if you grab hold of it, a powder comes off in your hand.
Oh, that's a moth.
The things that get in your wool clothes and eat them up?
They're moths and silverfish.
Mm. The things that fly around at night and my little girl loves to go out and catch.
Lightning bugs.
Yeah.
We used to catch them and feed them to frogs, and they get to so full in you and they all light up, you could see through.
Oh, no. Yeah. I never heard of that. She goes wild looking.
My two grandchildren get out and catch them too. Put them in a jar.
Yeah.